This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back.
Welcome, welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I wish you guys would text or email me more. I think that'd be cool. You know, during the show, I can't really respond, but I do read them during the break. And as long as I can prove them or whatever, I'm more than happy to, you know, to engage, to get involved, to let you know how I feel about a certain situation. But seriously, get involved in the conversation yourself. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. There's so much you can do up there. So much you can get involved with. And what do we call it? A little house cleaning from a standpoint of, listen, I really want you to head up to the website, you know, like the page, do what we have to do, read the stories, you know, take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. Sign up for the email blast, too. I don't do it once a week. I don't beat you up with it. I don't want you to beat me up with it, so I don't beat you up with it. Okay, total waste of time for me in that light. So, you know, you can sign up for the text alerts, TRS, text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and I do appreciate the time. So, let me tell you something. You know, some of you live in small communities like I do, fairly small, and part of what you're doing, you know, you're trying to get the message out to people. You're trying to talk about the candidates in your area. And I always say the same thing to you. Don't sit there and complain that you can't get somebody elected or you know, you don't know who to back or what have you. Get involved in the community. You'll find out. In all sincerity, you'll find out who to back up. They'll help you figure it out. But you do have to get engaged. You do have to get involved. It's the only way you're going to make a difference. Now, you hear me talk about my community from time to time. And the reason I do that is, well, you don't know, I probably live in a community very similar to a lot of you listening to the show. So we work and help and push at, you know, supporting our police and fire. And to show you the hypocrisy of the left, big time. Big time. I've got people in my area that are out protesting the police. And, you know, they want less police. They want to defund the police. All this fun stuff. Well, last year, some of you know I'm a trustee of the school board. And last year, we had a shooting at one of our schools. Now, it wasn't the type of shooting where two kids or a kid came on campus to look to do as much damage as they possibly could. I don't have all the information. I'm not going to give out all the information. But the poor young person took his life, two other lives, and ruined the life of many young kids. We still don't know why. But in the time that the first shot was fired and the call was made, I live in an area that has a lot of active police and fire and first responders. And God bless those people that went running to help those kids. Off-duty police officers who had no reason to go. Right? They weren't on duty. They weren't called. They weren't sent there. They went. It was 20 or 30 when I got there. And I couldn't do anything for these kids. I went there to support staff and the kids and to make sure that they weren't, you know, accosted by press and everything else. It's all I could do. But I saw these guys and girls, women, excuse me, sitting around, standing around, hanging around in a positive way to make sure that if there was any more help needed, they were there. But these cowards with these signs about defunding the police. Now, yeah, you heard me. Cowards with these signs. Where were they when this went down? They run down to the school about gun control instead of running down to the school to see if there was any help. Did they bring food? Right? What did they bring? They brought protest signs. And now they're protesting the same people that ran in to help while they sat at home and shook their heads and didn't go down to comfort, help, feed, or any of that. That's why I call them cowards. That's why I call them disingenuous. Doesn't like the BLM people. And those you white folk that support the BLM. Are you in the black communities helping them out? Are you down there feeding those kids? Are you making sure they're getting a good education? Right? Are you protesting every time a young black man gets shot by another young black man? Or not? Where are you? Because you're cowards and hypocrites. But I bring all this up to say that the sign, somebody put up a banner that said on November 14th, men and women, you are protesting, rushed into the blank high school. I say blank because I don't want to give out the name. They were on and off duty to protect students of all colors at the risk of their own lives. How quickly you forget. Let's see how much you curse these police officers when somebody's trying to break into your house. Right? When you see something like this go down. And you white folks, I think that if you just get on board with the BLM, we support BLM signs, maybe you should start looking on YouTube and seeing some of the videos where it didn't quite work out for those white folks. See, I don't believe I do not believe for a second that the average black community person is the one supporting BLM, is the one supporting this violence. I don't believe that at all. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. It's just texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being part of the solution. And I do mean a part of the solution. You've got to be part of the solution. Right? I mean, if you're just one of those people that's going to just yell and scream all the time with no solutions or no fight, and I don't mean just Facebook fighting. I mean actually being there and fighting. I mean, frankly, what good are you? I mean that seriously. And there's a million ways to be there fighting. Right? You can help fund somebody. If you can't help fund somebody, then you can make phone calls for them. Those kind of things. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get back to what I was saying about these cowards. And they are cowards. The ones that are out there asking to defund the police, the ones that are out there working on, I don't even know at this point. I don't even know if they know what they're working on.
But how do you disrespect men and women of all colors that are willing to put their life on the line to save your sorry butt? How do you do that? I can't. I don't know how. Okay, how much I disliked you. You could be an Obama-loving, left-wing, hardcore socialist. I don't know how you would be. That's a police officer. Right? And I still have respect for you. Why? Because you put your life on the line for me or anybody else. I don't have to agree with your politics at that point. You're doing your job. You're happy to do your job. You love the country. Whole different animal. Fine. But, you know, again, these people that want to come after the police, it's amazing that somebody said this. I know it's kind of a cliche to a degree, right? When you have shootings in the street, you got to shut down the gun companies. It's the gun's fault. It's the gun manufacturer's fault. Black guy shoots a black guy in Chicago, it's a gun manufacturer's fault. Cops shoot somebody you don't like, and it's the cop's fault. Anybody catch that? No, for real. Right? Think about it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And again, I go back to the same thing. When are we going to start pushing back? When are we going to start making it a big deal on the mail-in ballots, you know, these kind of things? When are they going to truly figure out, that there's a big difference between mail-in ballots and absentee ballots? Well, first of all, rhetorical. I realize they don't care. Seriously, I realize they just truly, honestly don't care. But when, how do we push it? How do we make it happen? I was talking to somebody earlier today about what we've given up. Honestly, what we've given up. What haven't we done? What have we done? What haven't we done to get education back in our schools? You can scream. You know, this is the other thing, too. Be careful. I mean, seriously, be careful. You can scream all you want to open the schools up. But what are they going to be teaching your kids? Right? You know, Larry Elder put out a tweet. He said, this virus has impacted almost every country. But there's a reason it has hit America worse than any other advanced nation. It's because of Trump's failure to take it seriously. That was from Kamala Harris. However, what she forgot to do is actually look at the numbers. God forbid we do that, right? Belgium, the UK, Spain, Italy, Sweden, they have more deaths per million than we do. That's why I would say to you, you got to look at percentages. You got to look at real numbers. You know, otherwise... Serious. Otherwise, if you just take the straight numbers, none of them make any sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. September 11th coming up, 9/11. New York has agreed. I mean, really, they went down the road of, we're not going to do it. Now they're talking about, maybe we're a little hasty. There was so much of a backlash, so much of a pushback, even from Democrats. Remember something. You've got some hardcore, lifelong Democrats in New York City who lost people in 9/11, especially the firemen and the policemen. Right? The Dems have gone out of their minds that the New York Police Association has gone ahead and endorsed Donald Trump. They don't know what to do with that. Can you imagine? So really, and I love this. You know, you talk about how cold these people are. You've got not just Michelle Obama, but the rest of them, right, going after Trump, his lack of empathy. I mean, you see, you know, does anybody remember when the New York photographer, the New York journalist was beheaded overseas and in the Middle East, and Barack was out on the golf course, right? He came in and gave a 7-second speech, and he went back to the golf course. I'm sorry, what everything are we talking about here? I mean, Michelle and Barack Obama are probably two of the coldest people that I've ever seen on TV. And many on the left say, oh, he was so... Yeah, he was a charismatic speaker. As long as the teleprompters were working. Might tell you what you want to tell you. He tell you what you want to hear. He try to make you feel good. See, Ronald Reagan made you feel good about being an American. Made you feel good about this country. Gave you facts on what this country has actually done for others. Right? He made you feel all over again. He made you feel good about being an American citizen. Being from this country. What Barack Obama tried to get you to do was to make you feel guilty about this country. All its woes, all its negative things that it did in the past and it needed to atone for. But now that the black president had been, well, half-black president, had been elected, we were going to atone for these sins. We were going to make it better by strengthening Iran. Making sure that his buddies, his lackeys, actually got, actually got more out of the whole thing. Actually line their pockets better. Anyway, Joe Mastin, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a minute.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mastin here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and other Senate Democrats are increasing pressure on the U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors to reverse changes enacted by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy amid concerns those changes could hurt the Postal Service's ability to handle mail-in votes this fall. The letter explains scrutiny of the Postal Service to the six-member Board of Governors, all of whom were appointed by the President. the Board of Governors has the authority to intervene in decisions made by the Postmaster General. That group selected Joy for the position back in May. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who would not bring the Democrats back for coronavirus relief money, informed House members that they should expect to return to Washington to vote on the legislation on the Postal Service. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We're back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, right? texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. Because there's a lot happening out there, a lot that we as a whole, frankly, need help with. I need you involved. Not just with me. I need you involved in your local area. Right? To make sure that the right people get voted in office. You know, while we were on break, I heard the news, not the news flash, but the news about, you know, Pelosi is recalling or bringing back Congress. Bringing back the House, if you would. And I find that it's really interesting. So she's rushing them back, you know, because at first it was no big deal. And I love how, I wonder why she's bringing them back. Oh, she's bringing them back because she wants to fund, refund, reverse, make sure the Postal Service gets covered so they can deliver the ballots and deliver them on time. And the problem with that, anybody give this some thought, right? They care so much about you people, especially the unemployed people, that they wouldn't come back for the coronavirus relief bill. They wouldn't come back and stay to work that out. You know why? Because they get paid. You don't. They do. Why do you keep voting these people in? You can't blame it on Congress. You can't blame it on the Senate. They won't even, I mean, the Dems won't even come to the table to discuss it. Nancy Pelosi's attitude with every bill is my way or no. No, really think, my way or no. That isn't working together by any stretch of the imagination. So if I'm these guys, I would feel the same way. I wouldn't work together either. I'd be saying, well, just let me know when you actually do want to come together and work on this. So you got. She wants all these mail-in ballots to make sure that they... I'm telling you, you're going to find out, even when Trump wins, and then Barr has another investigation on all these mail-in ballot scams, watch what happens then. I wonder how many of these people get, like, you know, Comey and the rest of them. When they get arrested for treason, or whatever they're going to get arrested for, if God forbid, if Biden ever became president, how fast do you think he'd write pardons for these people? Pretty quick, don't you think? I'm sorry. I should not be enjoying this much, but I am. So somebody asked me to go back through some, a couple, the 15 items that I went through the other night. They had to do with Kamala Harris, but no, I'm not going to. I've already been through them. Go pick up the show. Listen to it again. But Craig Huey out of California wrote a great piece about why Joe Biden had picked Senator Kamala Harris. And for some of you who don't get it, you don't really understand, this is not just a matter of Dems versus Republicans. I'm sorry, but it truly is good versus evil. You'll find out why I say that in a second. It's America versus non-American. And I realize that protesting, as they say it, not agreeing, that's all American. And you're right, it is all American. But not to the point where it takes a step into socialism or communism. Now, the media is rushing to the side of Kamala Harris, calling her a moderate. Right? And the future of religion. Are we serious? Kamala Harris. They are distorting the truth. They're distorting reality. Seriously. Here's a dozen reasons why U.S. citizens should be petrified of Kamala Harris. Now, this presidential pick, vice president pick, is probably one of the most important in history, as we know. Right? First couple of reasons, a high probability Joe Biden, 77 years old, will mentally or physically not be able to serve the 4 years. We've already been saying this. Right? And then Kamala Harris would become president. And a potential candidate in 2024. Right? She is the most pro-abortion candidate that we've ever had for president and in other seats. How hard are you willing to work to keep her gone? She made a war against the unborn. Anyone opposed to killing the unborn, she has 100% pro-abortion rating from Planned Parenthood. Remember, she went after the person that caught Planned Parenthood on tape saying they sold baby body parts, which is a federal offense. She didn't know anything about that. She didn't investigate that. She went after the person who took the pictures or took the video. Sound like she cares about what's right, about law and order? She's promised all abortions would be paid through the government funding, including partial birth abortion. She wants to force Christians, nuns, people of faith who oppose abortion to pay for it with their insurance. Does this sound like somebody who's a moderate? She opposes legal protection and care for babies who survive attempted abortion. See, when the umbilical cord's disconnected and the baby is sitting on a table, while the mother decides, I can't call it a mother, but while the baby carrier, the vessel that carried the baby for 9 months, while she decides whether to kill it or not, how do they kill it? They're going to leave it there to starve to death? Freeze? Got to stop the heart eventually. You're going to torture that child for days till it dies? If you go looking, if you have the guts, you will find story after story after story of nurses that have left the nursing profession or their particular area because they watched the baby die after it was born through this kind of process. She misused her office of California Attorney General unfairly prosecute pro-life video producers, the ones that caught Planned Parenthood saying that they sold body parts. Right? Harris wants to radically change the Supreme Court. She pledges to support only judicial activists. Wants a litmus test of pro-abortion judges only. Wants judges to revise recent court cases such as protecting the religious conscience of Little Sisters of the Hobby Lobby. Do you understand that these people do not want you to have rights? Whatever they dictate to you, whatever they tell you to do, whatever they tell you should vote for, what you should eat. Remember, she wants to do away with red meat. I mean, really, you really have to pay attention to what's going on between her and Joey B. Mask for everyone. Keep them out of school. No red meat. No free speech. No freedom of religion. I would love one of you Dems, if you have the cojones to come on the show, I would love to hear from you when you say you are not against freedom of religion, because that's what they'll say. I would like to know what freedoms as a religious person I actually have. Right? Because some of you religious, some of you people who say you're for freedom of religion, you don't want us praying over our food in a restaurant because you don't want to have to see it. Now, I will tell you what, as a Christian man, my Bible tells me that the only time that there's a problem with using the name of Jesus to pray or praying to God, yeah, the demons go crazy with it. They can't stand it. They can't stand here in the name of Jesus. Can't stand it when you're praying. They can't stand it when you stand up to them. Yeah, drives them crazy. Sound familiar? The biased media liberal church lady say that she is the future of the American religion. What does that mean? I mean, liberal church leaders are hilarious. They don't really have any guidelines, any boundaries. God could be the rock outside your door. This is not a 12-step program, people. Harris has a unique background and has the biased media and pro-socialist liberal church leaders all excited. You know, a lot of these churches who don't will say they interpret Scripture liberally. What does that tell you? It really doesn't have any boundaries. It's whatever's good for the day. One religious news service says more than her gender and race, she's also the future of American religion. Why? Well, you'll have to come back after the break to find out. Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a minute.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I was going to go on with some of these other stories, but, you know, I get emails from some of you who think I'm just being mean about certain things, and frankly, I don't really care at this point. And I say that because I've been saying all along, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I think we're coming up on 12 years. If you've been listening to the show at any length of time, I always say the same thing. Stop complaining about de Blasio. Stop complaining about Chicago, Portland, Seattle, D.C. You vote these people in. You vote them in by doing nothing and only casting a vote, but some of you have actually voted for some of these boneheads. You got no excuse. Nothing. Well, this is a young lady that's running in Baltimore. And she finally does what I've been telling people to do forever. Stop playing nice. She's not behind a desk going, "Hi, I'm Mary, and I'm running because it's about time that we make a change. We need better." Stop that. Don't do that. Hit them where it hurts. These people have been running the city for 60 years. Nobody's come out of poverty. The areas get even worse. Hit them hard. Go into Chicago and show them what the streets look like. Tell them what's going on. Let them see what's happening. This is why mainstream media won't even show you pictures from Seattle or Portland or any of those places. They don't want you to know about it. I'm sorry. I'll finish up the Harris thing later. This is too important. This is what we need to be doing. This is what you need to see and I need to see on a regular basis. For those of you just strictly radio, take a listen. You'll catch it.
Do you care about black lives? The people that run Baltimore don't. I can prove it. Walk with me. They don't want you to see this.
So, Kim Clack is her name. She's running. She's a Republican. She's running in Baltimore. And she's a black woman. And she is walking right down the street. These areas that she's walking down. I'm going to have to work with you on this because I think this is too important not to play. But she is showing you what these streets look like. The neglect from the city. They're all getting paid at City Hall. These streets look like they haven't been cleaned in decades. It's just amazing.
I'm Kim Klasick. This is Baltimore. The real Baltimore. This is the reality for black people every single day. Crumbling infrastructure, abandoned homes, poverty, and crime.
I'm looking at buildings, for those of you who can't see, that are boarded up. I mean, apartments. After, you know, you've seen the older New York City and other cities, right? They're all the brick buildings here, right side by side by side. Some people love living like that. I mean, great, I grew up in Boston like that. It's okay. Not the end of the world. But these things are boarded up. They have no windows. You can tell people are, you know, they're drug infested. It's dirty. But this is part of Baltimore. This isn't just Baltimore. This could be any major city that has had Democrat rule for decades.
Baltimore has been run by the Democrat Party for 53 years. What is the result of their decades of leadership? Baltimore is one of the top five most dangerous cities in America.
But we were told that it was a beautiful city. There wasn't any problem. I know she's only on one block, Joe. She's only in one area that's really bad. And those people don't care about that place anymore. Don't give me that. Because if BLM really cared about black lives, they'd be in these areas cleaning them up. They'd be in these areas helping get crime down. They'd be in these areas screaming for more help instead of walking through white areas and ripping them apart.
The murder rate in Baltimore is 10 times the U.S. average. The Baltimore poverty rate is over 20%.
But they get all kinds of money. No, they do. Some of these cities, you know, this was Elijah Cummings' city. And God rest his soul, but I got to tell you what. I hate when we do this with people. We call them on the carpet for the things that they did or didn't do when they were elected and in those seats. And then they pass away and you can't say anything wrong anymore. No. No. Hitler's dead. Do we not say anything bad about the guy now? Mussolini is dead. Do we not say anything bad about him anymore? I'm not putting, now let's get clear. I'm not putting him in line with that. But I'm saying it's just asinine how we run around and all of a sudden, out of respect for the dead, we can't say anything. No, people dead and alive do bad things and it's okay to call them out on it. Elijah Cummings was a Democrat who watched over this area for decades.
Homicide, drug, and alcohol deaths are skyrocketing in our city. Do you believe Black Lives Matter? I do. The vast majority of crime in Baltimore is perpetrated against black people, who make up 60% of the population. So why don't we care about our community?
Oh, I gotta love her. Call them out. Show what they're doing or not doing. We need to know. You need to see. You need to deal with. I don't care if it's white Dems, black Dems, Asian Dems, Hispanic Dems. Doesn't matter. If they're allowing these cities to go to crap, they need to take responsibility for it. Not blame Trump or Republican for all their woes.
Democrat Party have betrayed the black people of Baltimore. If the politicians walk the streets like I do, they would see exactly how their policies and corruption affects us. But they don't want to see it. They don't want you to see this. Go to any Baltimore neighborhood and ask this question. Do you want to defund the police?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I had three sons killed in Baltimore City.
Look at that poor guy. Three sons killed in Baltimore City. Three of his offspring. Now, again, with all due respect to him, are you voting these people back in? Are you putting these people back in place that obviously they don't care about your family? They don't care about your safety. What are they doing about it? Nothing. Baltimore, Chicago, New York City. You Dems keep telling me what a great job you're doing. You keep telling me how you want to run the whole country.
And I think if we defund the police office, it's going to be worse than that. So, no, I'm opposed to that.
What are you going to defund the police for? Why? How do you defend your city, your community? Families are losing people.
It's not just Baltimore. The worst place for a black person to live in America is a Democrat-controlled city. It's...
Whoa! You mean a black woman just said that? This is just great.
2020. Name a blue city where black people's lives have gotten better. Try. I'll wait. Look at this. How are children supposed to live here and play here?
You can't. I mean, you can't see the pictures, obviously. But these houses, they're missing roofs. They're missing floors. I mean, in a decent city, these places would have already been condemned. They would have already been bulldozed. There's nothing left to fix. I'm looking at them. Run by Democrats for 53 years. Why don't you give them more time? Maybe they need another 53 years.
Democrats think black people are stupid. They think they can control us forever. That we won't demand better and that we'll keep voting for them forever. Despite what they've done to our families and our communities. Are they right? I'm Kim Klasick and I'm running for Congress because I actually care about black lives. All black lives matter. Our communities matter. Baltimore matters. And black people don't have to vote Democrat.
God bless her. I'm not joking. And not even if she was a Democrat. If this is the way she thought, if this is the way she did, and she wasn't a Republican, God bless her. Thank you for taking a stand. Thank you for opening your mouth. Thank you for saying that black people can vote for anybody they want to. Right? I mean, really, think about it. What are they afraid of? I'm still not getting this. You know, in the black community, in the poor communities, I grew up in a very, 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 very poor Italian community. We were happy. I always, you know, people say that's not true when you say we were poor and I didn't know it. We didn't know it. We didn't know any better. We didn't know who had what kind of coats or pants or shirts. We all had the same stuff. A lot of us had hand-me-downs. I'm not so sure that Goodwill was around in my area or whatever, but we all shared clothes. You mended clothes when they were broken. All right, this may not be the good old days. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, you look at this stuff. We made it. A lot of us made it out. And no, not because we're white. We made it out because we chose hard to get out. We chose to work hard to get out of those areas. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hey, if you want text alerts, text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And then sign up for the email blast. I only send out one a week. I'm not trying to beat you up about it, but it's one of the ways. If you like the show, you enjoy the show, you want to support the show, it is one of the ways that you can it's numbers that I can use to help get sponsors. I'm trying to figure out an easy way to say that, but there is no easy way to say that. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. God bless you guys. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to hanging out with me. I'm here all week. Hopefully you will be too. We'll catch you tomorrow.